Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All I want is a chance to compete and be the guy here. Seems like that's more of a real possibility now than ever. Last 4 years of Nolan, you know, as long as the other guys, Ben's healthy, you know, you're not playing. That's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
In your exit meeting with Mike, what did he tell you you need to improve on to be this team's starter next season?
I haven't had my exit meeting yet with Coach Tomlin, but I had meetings with several other people on the staff, GM Kevin Colbert, and look forward to what I can do as far as adding to this team that are giving me a chance to compete and I have a chance to start. So that's all I could ask for.
All right, everyone, welcome in. We have dueling quarterbacks vying for Big Ben's vacant spot. Much like dueling pianos. What was that place called? Sing Sing? Is it still open? That's before your time, Donnie. I think there was a Dueling Pianos bar on the south side. You ever been there?
No, I'm unfamiliar. I know Dueling Banjos from, what was that, Deliverance.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Who's in it? Clint Eastwood?
I don't think he is. I think John Voight.
And what's the Dueling Pianos? Or Dueling Banjos? They compete against each other, and who's the better banjo player?
No, that's just like, it's a little kid playing the banjo, but I think they just call it dueling banjos. I can show you after the show.
All right. Haskins and Rudolph, both talking today, both making their pitch, both trying to get the word out that they're in the mix. They can do it. It could be their job next year. Haskins, I talked to Kevin Colbert. I'm going to be given a chance to compete, not for a roster spot, but for the starting job. Mason Rudolph, I've been here 4 years. I had to watch big number 7, the old gunslinger. Does he have any bullets left? No, he doesn't. He's gone. He's going to retire. So now Mason can be himself. He can flourish. He can finally bloom, blossom, however you want to put it, without Big Ben around. I have a strong take on all this. You're going to hear it right off the top here. First, I need to get something off my chest. Something happened today at home. Curious how you would play this situation. Donnie, this is an incredible concept. My wife has found someone who is delivering homemade pierogies to our door. Don't have to go to the store. Don't have to go to pick them up. The pierogies show up on the front porch. Bag of pierogies on the doorknob, specially made, handcrafted, not something you find in the freezer aisle at the supermarket at Giant Eagle, right there, homemade pierogies, so much Polish love put into all these pierogies. Sounds good, right? Big problem. Amanda says, make sure before you leave, you go grab them off the doorknob and put them in the freezer. So I leave my house. I'm on 79. I'm 2 exits past my house. I realize I didn't go and take the pierogies from outside and put them in the freezer. So what would you do in that situation? You turn around?
How far?
I'm 15 minutes into my drive. I'm about halfway to work. What do you do?
I mean, if you're early for work, which I know you almost always are, I would have turned around.
So I turned around.
If you're running late,
I turned around. So I go back. Here's the issue. They're not there. They're not on the front porch. They're not on the doorknob. Now, we have an issue where we live, where our address, the number and the street, the same exact address exists in Cannonsburg. Somebody has our address in Cannonsburg. My concern is that the pierogies got delivered to that house. So now what? Congratulations on all that person's address success. They just got handmade, homemade pierogies sent right to them. Amanda might think that I dropped the ball, somebody went up to our doorknob or whatever, stole the pierogies and left.
Did you...
A pierogi thief, pierogi bandit.
Does she know that there's a house in
she
Cannonsburg?
She does, and I brought that up to her. So she is weighing the options. Is it complete negligence on my part? But honestly, who would go up and remove a plastic bag of food off of somebody's front porch?
Yeah, plus you live in more of like a neighborhood. I could see that happening where I live in
the
South Side.
Because it's like a ruffian neighborhood. It's a hardscrabble part of town, that kind of deal?
I guess more or less than living in a neighborhood, but I think it's more likely that it just got delivered.
Right,
to
and a lot of the houses
house.
In my neighborhood have cameras and stuff where you can see who comes up on your porch and all that. So that's how I started the day, and then here comes Haskins and Rudolph. My official take, Andrew Filippone, his company line, his new motto when it comes to the Steelers' current quarterbacks. I have turned over a new leaf. I have a new take on the quarterbacks that we're talking today and are going to be discussed as internal candidates to take Ben's job. My official take on Dwayne Haskins is I don't want him anymore. I do not want him to be the next quarterback. I have to cut my losses on Haskins. Sometimes you do that at the poker table, you bluff. The way it goes, you start to think the other player has something. All right, see you later. I had some brass big ones. I tried to talk a big game, got called out for it. Just take it. I'm not going all in on Dwayne Haskins, folks. I can't do it, okay? I'm out. I don't want Haskins to be the next quarterback. I promise you right now, and I am a man of my word, Andrew Filippone, over the next few months as we do this whole quarterback derby and we debate and discuss so many of these quarterback options for the Steelers, some of them very realistic, maybe other ones are pipe dreams, fantasies, Steelers dreams where we're praying that it happens. One thing you will not hear me say is that the job should be Dwayne Haskins. Now, Haskins is going to talk. You'll hear it about an hour from now. Maybe he will sell you. Maybe you believe that there is that it's not bad for 1 year, that a Band-Aid of Dwayne Haskins on the Steelers quarterback boo-boo is the right way to go. I do not feel that way anymore, though. I'm also not going to change my tune on mediocre Mason Rudolph. He is what he is. He's not starting quarterback quality. You can't trick me. I don't care what kind of used car salesman pitch. Not talking about the great used car people, pre-owned car people at Bowser, of course. They do an excellent job. I'm talking more the skeezy, slimy used car salesman that we all can picture in our head when we close our eyes. That pitch of Mason Rudolph, no, it's going to go in one ear and out the other. I don't want to listen to that. Neither one of these guys should get the job. The whole idea that the Steelers are even giving this lip service, and maybe because they want to motivate Haskins and Rudolph to compete, they're giving them the false, hopefully the false impression. Hey, you can be the guy who follows in Big Ben's footsteps. Wouldn't you like to be the player who follows a legend? I want no part of either player. I think both guys have wasted second chances. Here's what I mean by that. The first impression for both guys in the NFL sucked. Dwayne Haskins in Washington, first-round pick. The weight of the Washington football team world on his shoulders. He's a D.C. guy. He went to school with Dan Snyder's kid. It seemed too good to be true. It was. He was immature. The coaching staff didn't want him. It was a horrible fit. He played like crap. He didn't take his job seriously. All right, we get it. There's immature guys all the time. Brett Favre, 1 year in Atlanta, clashed with everybody there. The Packers got him for pennies on the dollar. He goes on to a Hall of Fame career. He's an MVP and Super Bowl champion. Now, that's the best case scenario for Haskins. Then, by the end of things, I felt like he squandered his opportunity here. He got a shot in a preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. It was his game. All eyes were on Haskins, and he played like crap. I'm out on him. Then I hear stories about him on his phone before a game when he dresses as the backup before the Lions. Not feeling it. So I knew in my heart and in my head the entire time that there was a itty-bitty, teeny-weeny chance that Dwayne Haskins was going to develop into a Steelers starting quarterback, that the reclamation project was going to work. I held out hope. I'm not going to try to cling to that now. If the Steelers open 2022 with Dwayne Haskins as their starting quarterback, I will say the same thing that I bitched about with the Steelers, that Chris Mueller, in his very large head, the things that he has said about the Steelers repeatedly as well. He would say that right now, but instead he has a romantic day planned with his wife. This was a vacation that was set up months ago where he wanted a very romantic afternoon and night with Alex. And I said, you know what, buddy? Steelers are eliminated from the playoffs. You take that day to yourself. You make out with her as much as you want. Go do that, right? If the Steelers go with Haskins, it's going to be one of those situations where I scream, Steelers are stubborn. They're promoting from within. They value their own too much. They don't like to be wrong. Tomlin took a shot on Dwayne Haskins. There's a conflict of interest. They have the same agent. So I'll think those are the reasons why Haskins is getting a chance, not because he actually deserves it. Mason Rudolph, he got his second chance. He had a chance to totally redeem himself. He was awful in 2019. He got benched for who, Donnie?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, Mason.
Oh, Duck Hodges.
Thank you. Quack, quack, quack. He got benched for Duck Hodges, an undrafted rookie free agent quarterback. But he got bonked on the head by Myles Garrett. Okay. Was that a unique set of circumstances and insane adversity? Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. But your next game was against the Bengals team that ended up being so pitiful, they had the number one pick in the draft. The next week, he had a chance to bounce back. He couldn't. He got benched for Duck. Then he got a game against the Jets. He couldn't stay healthy. But then the second chance was really this year. Ben comes down with COVID. If there's a team tailor-made for Mason Rudolph to go out there and exercise some of the demons, it's the Detroit Lions. They were winless. They had a coach who looked like a gym teacher. They had a quarterback named Jared Goff who in terrible weather had an awful injury and couldn't throw a forward pass properly. It was tailor-made for Jared Goff to see for Mason Rudolph to seize the opportunity and to show people, hey, I'm actually a competent NFL quarterback. You know, good Steelers backups like Charlie Batch, my friend now that we've buried the hatchet, he would have thrived in a situation like that. Rudolph didn't. Oh, but Johnson and Freiermuth fumbled in overtime. It's not Mason's fault. You're picking on him. What did he do in the first 60 minutes of that game? He had Ray McCloud wide open in the end zone, and it was like he was down at the Allegheny River trying to skip stones throwing him the ball. He skipped it. He doesn't have a good arm. He gets deer in headlights look. He gets happy feet. He panics under pressure. You see a look in Mason's Rudolph eyes whenever he's played. Has he ever given you a look, unless it's against Pitt, has he ever given you a look that says, hey guys, I got this. Follow me. Trust me. Nope. Never. And that's going to change just because the bully, Big Ben, isn't here anymore. Fat chance. So both of these guys talked, and they tried to, I think, make their pitch, hey, this is why I deserve a chance. This is what I'm going to do in the offseason to prepare myself. This is why when I get back to work, I'm going to really commit myself to be the star Steelers' next quarterback. In both cases, Haskins and Rudolph, for me, if I'm Kevin Colbert's retiring, if I'm Mike Tomlin, hey, you guys can duke it out for the backup job the same way you did last year. We can run that back in 2022. But that's the extent of it. I don't want either guy starting for my football team. But Andrew, build the rest of the team. Does anybody want to call in and make that case? Is there anyone out there that is still a believer that what's best for the Steelers in 2022 is to give Mason Rudolph a chance? Does anybody out there, I know Steelers insiders are saying it, Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, the competition they bring in, guys that are failed starters or career backups? Do you really think that's what's best for the Steelers? 412-928-9370. Donnie, in the worst possible this or that, one or the other scenario for the Steelers, would you rather have Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins as your starting quarterback next year?
I think I'd rather go Dwayne Haskins, at least to start.
Okay.
But I hope he's just sort of serving as a Band-Aid of sorts once we get to that point. But
a Band-Aid for what? To who? Someone else on the roster?
Yes. Because I'm hoping it's a rookie, unless they would... Because if they pick up a veteran, it'll be that veteran.
Right, he'll just start from day one. And if he gets beat out by either one of those guys,
if it has to
that
be
doesn't
one or
say
the
very
other,
much about the guy that they brought in.
Yeah, if it has to be one or the other, I think I go Dwayne Haskins.
Because of what? What about him as a quarterback?
Besides that preseason game, we haven't seen what he can do with the full Steelers roster.
They never gave him that chance.
And Mason Rudolph, I think he had pretty much the whole season that year Ben got hurt. As we all know, Duck Hodges took over because Rudolph couldn't get the job
done. But he's grown,
done.
He's matured, he's learned from that, Donnie. You believe that?
Maybe a little, but not enough.
Okay.
But yeah, I would go Haskins.
So they're Band-Aids for what then? A first-round quarterback for you, huh? Are you saying you are – is Donnie Football right now endorsing the Steelers using the 20th pick on a quarterback? Is that what you're saying? Are you for that?
Unless they pick up a veteran in free agency, because it all matters what happens in free agency.
Right.
The Steelers will have more cap space this year than they've ever had.
40-plus million, yep.
In the salary cap era.
Yep.
You know, we've talked off air. I want Linderbaum, but I saw a mock draft today. He was going to go 7th overall, which I think would be a record –
But wait a minute.
Center
so if
round.
You take a center in the first round with the 20th pick, let's say he were to slide to them, then that would increase the chances that it's Rudolph or Haskins next year. You would be okay with that?
I guess so. But again, I mean, they could always take a guy in the second round or.
But is the second round quarterback who's probably the 5th or 6th quarterback off the board, what are the chances of that guy growing and developing into your starter? It would be like doing what you did, be like making the Mason Rudolph mistake all over again.
Right. I'm counting on them to take a veteran QB or draft one in the first round.
Okay.
I think it's their only options. If they don't take a veteran.
So the only way you really like the center getting picked in the first round is that they already had picked up a veteran quarterback in free agency.
Yeah, because if you want a quarterback to take you for the next 10 to 15 years.
it's got to be a first-round guy.
Doing that in the first round gives you better chances. You know, you're not going to – finding a Tom Brady is once in a lifetime. You know, even
once
someone,
in a lifetime in, like, the entire history of the NFL. How many Hall of Fame quarterbacks were picked past, like, the third round, you know?
Well, back in the day, they had, like, 20 rounds or whatever.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, Bart Starr, Tom Brady, there's, like, you can count them on one hand, if that. You might not even need a full hand. So most of the guys still playing in the NFL playoffs right now, among the quarterbacks that are left, six out of eight, I believe, are first-round picks. The only two that aren't are Garoppolo and Brady. And those are the Patriots who picked them. Well, unless you think you can draft like Belichick. So we heard from Haskins. We heard from Rudolph. A lot of Steelers insiders seem to think that the Steelers' conservative approach will be to give those two guys a chance to be the starting quarterback and to replace Ben, to let them duke it out. Haskins or Rudolph, are you okay with that?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the infancy of the Steelers offseason, trying to figure out where they go from here, subtracting a legend, albeit a Ben Roethlisberger, who was not anywhere close to the quarterback he was in his prime, and who is the best player to step in there for the Steelers in 2022. The internal options, and the Steelers always seem to favor internal. Let's promote from within. The Steelers' way. Next man up. The two quarterbacks on the team made their case today. Haskins. Kevin Colbert told me I have a chance to start. Mason Rudolph, I can be the guy. Do Steelers fans think that's the best move? Give Mason a chance. Take a flyer on Haskins. Big picture, moving forward, that's the way the Steelers should proceed. Anyone want to try to make the argument for that? Or do people want to call in and tell me that it's a stupid idea? But if you do that, I think you have to say, Andrew, you're brilliant. You stole the words right out of my mouth. You can't go with either one of those guys. That would be a team built to fail. 412-928-9370. The best call is going to win tickets to a huge concert in town later this year. Starting with Rich. He's first up. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, listen. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Try to let one of those two play. As bad as Ben was the last 6-8 weeks of the season, if they had any faith at all in one of those two, they would have stuck him in, put Ben on the bench, and see.
Oh,
what
I don't think Tomlin has the balls to do that. To tell a living legend, watch the game on the sideline with a clipboard? No way.
I know they're too family oriented when it comes to stuff like that, and if nothing else, the playoff game the other night, what'd they do? They punted seven times in the first half?
Rich, if they give Mason Rudolph the opportunity, if he is the week one starter, if they say, it's your job, Mason, you lead us to the promised land. If the Steelers do that, what will Rich in South Fayette think?
I would think that they're playing for a high draft pick the following year.
They're tanking if they go with Rudolph. Wow. Yeah. All right, Rich, we'll put you on hold. Maybe the tickets will be yours. Would you look at it that way, Donnie? I think they would think with everything else on the roster, we'll build the offensive lineup, our defense will be better. Like, we can surround Mason Rudolph with the type of team to get to the playoffs. I don't think they'd look at it like a rebuild year.
No, I think it'll be the typical, we're going to
find a way to get to nine wins and get in the tournament.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9 wins.
Alan is next. Hello, Alan. You're on the fan.
Hey, guys.
Alan, does Mason Rudolph tickle your fancy at all?
No, not one, the slightest bit.
Okay.
I think he sucks. I think Dwayne Haskins is probably the best bet just because I've seen enough of Mason Rudolph. He sucks.
Alan, why can't they just admit that? Why can't they tell him today, look, Mason, you're probably best off as a backup here? Why can't they bring themselves to tell him that, Alan?
Well, because like you said to the last caller, they have no balls. Mm. So they can't tell him that. So our best bet is Haskins. We suck. Get a better draft pick. Off we go.
Put Alan on hold. So that's two callers in a row who think the only positive to starting one of those two quarterbacks is the unintended benefit of having such a bad team that you get a great draft pick. Dave is next. Hello, Dave.
Andrew, hey. I think you ought to keep Haskins.
Okay.
I think he is worth more than a one-game preseason try. He's the first-round draft pick. Washington sort of squandered him. I think we could develop him. And I think that
as a starting quarterback, like, you could honestly see him in one offseason becoming their starter and being good at it?
I think that he is worth the try because he's fitting the requirements that you're looking for. First round, mobile, right? He spent a year behind a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Not really, so though. That's the one place where I'll agree to disagree with you. He was behind Mason. Yeah, technically, Roethlisberger was ahead of him in the depth chart, and by osmosis, he could have learned things. But they didn't even believe in Haskins enough to make him the backup. Those attributes you're talking about, mobility, first-round pick. The Steelers believe in him. He starts the Lions game over Mason. He beats Mason out in the preseason, they make him the backup. Like, that's, I think, where a guy can really grow. In that number two role, number three, I mean, you get more work as a third string quarterback, I guess, with the Steelers because Ben takes a lot of days off or did. But still, not enough to really cultivate a guy and grow a guy. Here's Matt in Bridgeville. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Matt, you ever go to the Crafty Jackalope?
No, I've never.
You should give it a try. It's in Bridgeville.
Will do.
All right, what do you got for me?
Couple options. We got bad, we got worse, and we got a lottery ticket.
Okay.
Bad, either of the guys on the team right now. Bad options.
Okay.
Worse, picking a quarterback in the first round and think that they're going to do all right behind the offensive line. The best bet is to just buy a lottery ticket and hope for the best. And by lottery ticket, I mean one of these guys sitting on a bench out there like Mitch Trubisky, or somebody like that that's still got some youth, needs a little, you know, brush off of the dirt, throw them in there and let them run.
But if those guys were bad within their first stop, in your description of the Steelers, so you're telling me Mitch Trubisky couldn't cut it in Chicago, but if he comes here and plays behind a bad offensive line, things are going to get better?
Well, I don't know that Mitch Trubisky is necessarily the answer, but a guy like that that, you know, might still have some upside that is.
Well, right. Matt, you know, I have vouched or I've tried to convince people that those second chance guys would be good fits here. But in the situation you're describing, Matt Canada is going to be the offensive coordinator and the line still isn't good? That guy's going to flop here. If that's what he has to work with, that's not going to work either. I mean, you've pretty much described, in your opinion, four bad options. The Steelers' quarterback situation is not going to get fixed.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's not going to get fixed this year. There's no way. If we think that somebody like Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson's coming here, crazy. That's,
well, they're not. Thank you. Because it's stupid to think it will happen. It wouldn't be stupid to actually go out and do one of those two things if available, but probably won't be available. You know, one thing I will say here about next season, I give the Steelers a better chance of fixing their offensive line maybe than others. Because they do have money to spend, and I've seen teams now fix their offensive line in one offseason like the Chiefs. They did it. It was brutal in the Super Bowl, brutal in the playoffs last year. This year, pretty damn good. Good drafting. They found two starters in the draft, and they spent a lot of dough either in trades for Brown, the Ravens tackle, Tooney, who they signed from New England. Humphrey's a beast. And they found, what, a guard in the sixth round, I think, Smith? That was a steal, Donnie. Steelers were trading up to get Isaiah Loudermilk. Here's Padre and Squirrel Hill on the prospects of Rudolph or Haskins starting next year. Hello, Padre.
How we doing today?
Hey, man.
I would ride with Haskins or Rudolph because the O-line stinks, the D-line getting old and stinks. We got to fix those before we could fix the quarterback.
Why?
Because if you draft a rookie,
yeah,
which the depth of quarterbacks coming out of college this year is not that great.
Okay.
You bring somebody in with that O-line, they're not going to be.
Well, let me ask you a question. What did the Bengals do first? Did they fix their offensive line or did they get Joe Burrow?
They got Joe Burrow.
Okay.
It took a couple years to fix up the O-line.
What happened was their O-line was so bad last year that it got Joe Burrow injured. He tore his ACL, and then they fixed it the next year. So if I have a chance of getting a quarterback who I think is going to be a great quarterback, I don't care if I've got, you know, the Greensburg-Salem offensive line in front of him. Is that even a school, Donnie?
That's where I went.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'm going to take my quarterback and then figure it out from there.
If the draft class was real good for quarterbacks, I hear you.
Well, it's not. Why do you say that? Are you anti-Kenny Pickett?
We're not going to get that.
What makes you say that?
They're not going to trade up from 20 to.
Well, why can't he fall to them at 20?
I just don't foresee that happening.
But you're going to automatically rule it out?
No.
Okay.
But I just don't think it's going to happen.
Fair enough. I mean, Aaron Rodgers fell to the 24th pick. If Kenny Pickett is there at 20, do you want him to draft Pickett or an offensive lineman?
Pickett and then get a free agent offensive lineman.
Agreed. Good take. One more. Here's Mike on the fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Really? Thank you for that.
Yep.
To answer your question, in my opinion, neither one of those two, but I do believe the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers is on the roster, and Josh Dobbs. I'd like to see the Steelers give him a real shot.
Let me ask you this question. If Josh Dobbs was given the opportunity to be their starting quarterback, Mike, you with me?
Yes.
Is he better than Baker Mayfield?
Yes.
Is he better than Lamar Jackson?
Close, but I'll say yes.
Is he better than Joe Burrow?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to see how far you were willing to take it. Thank you, Mike. Is he better than Lamar Jackson? Yes. This isn't, what's that game that everyone's playing on Twitter now? I bet Josh Dobbs is pretty good at that.
Wordle?
You play Wordle?
I do not. I haven't caught the craze.
I don't even get it. Every time I see people post these things, I'm like, what am I supposed to make of this?
I don't know. It's just like a bunch of blocks. And they're like, Wordle. I got it.
I would much rather go back than watch a Steelers game from 30 years ago than play Wordle. Is that weird?
No, I mean, I do that maybe not 30 years ago, but I watch old Steeler games or old highlights probably more often than I should admit.
Same. Yep. Yeah, I'm a sucker for old NFL games. Especially ones that I know had a exciting, you know, if it's a good game. I don't want to go back and watch the 49ers-Chargers Super Bowl again. By the way, Peacock has this Joe Montana documentary series. Have you watched any of it, Donnie? You seen the ads for it?
I've seen it on there, but I have not watched the...
Me neither. Do you watch any Yellowstone last night?
I did.
What happened?
My roommate and I actually... Well, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who may be listening. It's still a relatively new show, but...
Well, aren't you on season two?
My roommate and I finished season two last night.
Okay. So are you at... So I'm going to name a character. Tell me if you're a fan or not. John Dutton.
Yeah.
Casey Dutton.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie Dutton.
Nah.
Beth Dutton.
She grew on me a lot late in that season.
I was on board from really the second... I was on board from the second episode, if you remember what happened in that one. You remember?
Yes.
How about Rip?
Oh, he's the man.
He really is a badass. How about Jamie?
I already asked about him.
Who else? How about Jimmy?
He grows a little bit.
Stock up?
Yeah, a little bit.
It was arrow pointing up on him?
It was definitely better than where his stock started.
Okay. Are the barrel racers in play yet?
No, we haven't hit that yet.
You'll enjoy that part. You like Walker? You know who Walker is?
Which one's that?
Walker's the dude that plays the guitar in the bunkhouse.
Oh, no, I couldn't stand that guy. No, he's gone.
You think he needs punched?
Yeah, he probably needs more than punched, but yeah. Yeah, I was not a fan of him at all.
Congratulations, Allen in Mount Pleasant. His take on the Steelers quarterback situation won him tickets to see Megadeth in Lamb of God at the Peterson Event Center May 9th. Allen, congratulations on all your Steelers opinion success, because now you're going to go to a pretty cool concert. Speaking of concert goers, a man who has seen the Grateful Dead in concert more than 100 times is with me.
That's a lie.
For the next 3 hours.
That's a lie.
How many times?
Zero.
Why? Because they're all dead? Who's
left?
Not
all dead.
Jason Mackey, by the way. Pirates insider and more.
Good to be here.
A man that was in Kansas City eating, what'd you have in the press box? Pulled pork?
Pulled pork sandwiches.
Macaroni and cheese, potato salad.
No macaroni and cheese,
bread.
No potato salad. No corn. No. I was a little disappointed based on the food.
Why wouldn't they pull out all
Kansas
the stops
City?
For a playoff game?
I know.
Maybe because they figured there would be more playoff games. They didn't even stock their stadium with enough fireworks for the Steelers.
How about that, huh? Kansas City's a great food city, by the way. I don't know if you've been.
Oh, yeah.
The
I've
barbecue
been multiple times.
Is,
I was at the playoff game
legitimate.
There 5 years ago where they won 18-16.
Yeah.
Donnie, do you remember the Steelers player who broke up the two-point conversion play to win that game?
I want to say Sean Davis.
Yes! Let's go, Donnie Football! Well done. You like the setup there where all of their stadiums are just out, kind of
yes,
off
I
by
do.
Themselves with huge parking lots for tailgating and whatnot?
So I've been there a weird amount of time.
Kauffman Stadium?
Kauffman, the past 2 years for Pirates stuff. And it's weird, right? Like, interleague, they did the compressed schedule or whatever, so I feel like a Kansas City veteran. I like it. I mean, there's so many parking lots. It's the only thing I don't like there is that's it. That is the only thing around for people who have never been to Kansas City. It's two interstates, and there's like a Denny's and a hotel. It's not your typical, like, there's a bar across the street, a Marriott, like, sports writer's dream, right? Like, it's not convenient. But it's a cool setup for fans, man. Like, that tailgating atmosphere was really wild.
I think it's the best in the NFL. I think it beats out Buffalo for number one.
Yeah?
And I don't know what the Lambeau tailgating situation is, because it's just a stadium in a residential area.
Yeah,
you know?
Right?
That'd be like, hey, Dormont, we're putting the Steelers stadium there. We're leaving everything else in place. Right?
Put it in Brentwood, man.
You can walk from Canes to whatever they call the stadium.
Right. You could do that now, of course, but, you know, it's just not that big.
Right.
But the hollowed out school buses, did you notice that? It's like every row, they've got like the school bus painted red with all this stuff in it.
And does the school bus move?
I would imagine so. How did they get it there?
True.
But yeah, that was a legit tailgating atmosphere. I thought that was really, and I like the press box. I mean, people were complaining like it was so high up there.
Oh my
or whatever,
God.
Man. I mean,
doesn't that make you just want to beat up sports writers when they say curmudgeonly, crotchety things like that?
Dude, I was a young sports writer in DC when I heard Liz Clark say, "Nobody ever wants to hear a sports writer complain." And I've tried to live by that. I'm not perfect. I've screwed it up. I've gotten yelled at on Twitter, but like I try to not be a, and I'm not saying people there are. I'm just saying that's something that I try to live by.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.